Radio happens by magic, right? There's something about waves and transmitters and receivers, antennas perhaps, but infrastructure and physics aside, we all know it's actually magic. Well, witchcraft might be fine for other radio stations, but here at KMUN, we rely on a pretty magical group of volunteers. These people answer the phones, organize seemingly limitless stacks of records and CDs that find their way here. They staff booths at farmers markets to spread the word about this community radio station. They go on the air with public affairs programs, history programs, hours of thoughtful and entertaining musical programs, all reflecting and refracting the many voices and perspectives that make up our community. They started this station, and they have helped keep it on the air for 40 years. Community is truly at the heart of KMUN, from our volunteers who are the engine of the station, to you listeners out there who support us with your time and money. Hi there, I'm Katie Frankowitz, news director for KMUN. We're in the middle of our spring pledge drive, and now is usually the time where we do a state of the station address, if you will. You'd normally hear from the station's staff members talking about what we've been working on and all we hope to accomplish in the coming year. You'll still hear from a couple of those people, but we decided this spring we wanted you to hear from volunteers, the people who keep this radio station humming along. I want to introduce you, first, to Brian Dillon. Brian is one of our front desk volunteers and also has a program on the air. He moved to Astoria from Billings, Montana. He's been a teacher for much of his life, working for 40 years in English departments at Washington State University and Montana State University. He was a longtime NPR listener, and when he moved to Astoria, he decided he wanted to put that listening experience to practical use by volunteering at KMUN and trying to land a spot for a show. He now hosts Poems for Company, a once-a-month morning program. I'll let Brian tell you more about it in a minute, but just a quick note that the following interviews were all conducted in the station's lobby. Sometimes you'll hear my two-year-old in the background or other staff and volunteers going about their day. When I was talking with Brian, I asked what made him want to do Poems for Company specifically.
It is, I admit, a bit of a vanity project that pleases me very much that I'm on the air and able to kind of continue some of my teaching skills, although it's very disorienting not to have anybody interrupting me when I'm on the radio and I talk for 30 minutes straight. Okay.
And that was Brian, getting interrupted. We turned back to the subject of his show once we'd answered the door.
Everybody likes to be read to. And I have the opportunity then to read typically three, sometimes more poems on each episode of Poems for Company. And typically I will read all of the poems twice. I know that my audience members don't have the text in front of them. I'm springing it on them, and I'm trying to reach them with poems that are accessible on some level upon a first hearing. And I try to give them, the audience, a little guidance in terms of making sense of the poems. I want to link the poems on each episode by noting certain characteristics of the poems that are similar, so that there's a kind of coherence for each 30-minute episode. In some ways, it is like teaching. The biggest difference is that my audience does not have the text in front of them. They're totally reliant upon me. And then on the podcast page, they can look up the poet and title of the poem and find out how to access it. And I'm hoping that some audience members are intrigued enough by the one poem that they hear that they would want to look up the full volume it was published in.
In addition to reading us poetry, you also volunteer at KMUN's front desk. Why?
I just thought it would be a way of sort of paying back the station for allowing me to read on air 30 minutes a month. So there's a bit of a quid pro quo there. But it's very curious that I'm doing this task since I don't talk on the phone at home. I don't. It's a foreign instrument to me very much. So I am out of my element here. But I like getting calls, particularly that are responding to John Stevenson's Lost Highway show. Sometimes callers are asking, what was it he just played? And I can look at the list here that we have posted on the KMUN website and give them that kind of feedback. And there are listeners who simply want to talk about the song or the musician, and John is on air and he can't always field those calls, and I'm their sounding board.
Would you recommend a KMUN volunteer gig to other people?
Certainly. It's sedentary work. It's just a four-hour shift. Most people who do it just do one four-hour shift per week. Some of the receptionists have additional tasks that they do here. But yes, I would recommend it. You get a kind of behind-the-scenes sense of how the station works. And I find that very valuable. At my age, I'm learning new things. Okay.
And that was Brian, getting interrupted again. To close things out, I asked him if there was a poem he'd recommend.
Well, of the poems that I've read within the last year, I guess I'm especially fond of Elizabeth Bishop's Crusoe in England, which is narrated by the fictional Robinson Crusoe, who's left his island. He's back in England, so he's on another island, and he's trying to imagine his life, trying to compare his life now to the life when he was isolated for so many years. And that gives me a sense of what home means when he's had these two exotic home life, or one exotic home life that he's comparing to his very bland domestic home life currently in England. And I like that very much. It's his past was disorienting for him when he thinks of it in the present.
So that was Brian Dillon. To listen to past episodes of his show Poems for Company, just go to KMUN.org, hover over the programming bar, and go down to podcasts. Once you're on that page, you'll find Poems for Company and many other wonderful KMUN programs. Okay, now we're going to turn to, we're not sure if she's the longest running front desk volunteer, but we're just going to say that she is.
Okay, my name is Eileen Williams, and I come in every Tuesday morning from 9 to 1, and I do all kinds of things. I answer the phone, help people that have problems on the phone. I check the computer for emails and things like that. I do clerical stuff, you know, sometimes it's just stuffing envelopes. Mm-hmm. But mainly it's greeting people and being here to open the door and to say hi.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, believe it or not, for about 12 years. I think I'm the longest serving desk volunteer at the station.
I think we'll just give you that title. We'll just call it.
Yes, okay.
Longest running desk volunteer. Until somebody calls us and corrects us. What brought you to the station in the first place?
Well, I was looking for volunteer opportunities, and I knew there were, I don't know how I knew, probably from listening to the radio, that there were volunteer opportunities at the station, and I came, filled out a form, actually volunteered to help with the library, took one look at the condition of the library at that time, and knew it was too much for me.
And this is the record and CD library?
All that mm-hmm. stuff, yeah. It was very, very, very disorganized at that time. People have done a great job putting it more into order. But anyway, After a while, the person who was in charge of the front desk asked me if I wanted to do it, and I tried it and loved it.
And 12 years, that's a long time to stick at anything. What keeps you around?
What keeps me around is that a great portion of my social life has grown out of connections from this radio station. So I know all kinds of people, and I meet all kinds of people, and I look forward to the day that I'm here very much.
And what would you say to anybody who, like you maybe, is looking for a volunteer opportunity and considering KMUN? What would be your pitch to them?
My pitch to them is that there's no better place to be in Astoria. It's just full of dynamic, interesting, caring people, and the job is fun.
And are there any programs that you'd recommend people tune in for? Is there anything that you particularly like listening to?
You know, I really love the folk shows in the morning. I tend to listen to those all the time. Those are my favorites. I love the Debbie Twombly Skinamarink on Saturday mornings. Anything she does is usually quite wonderful.
Well, Eileen, thanks for being such a long-serving volunteer here at KMUN. We appreciate you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Next, we're going to speak with Lowell Benner. He's another front desk volunteer and also a programmer. He's a retired teacher who's lived in Astoria for the last 4 years. Until Lowell came to KMUN, he'd never been on the radio. For our interview, I've edited out all of my questions so that you can just enjoy Lowell's conversation.
So for the first year that I got here, about the first year and a half, I walked the city continuously. I just up and down the hills, looking at the architecture, looking at the different stores, getting to know some people, getting to know their dogs. And I didn't know anything about the radio station because I didn't listen to the radio at all. And I walked up the street and saw the big satellite dish. And that's when I noticed the KMUN, the sign there. And so I went home and looked up KMUN, went online, and I put in a volunteer slip. And came here down to the station, and Janet interviewed me. And we got on like a house fire. I mean, instantly had a love of the same kind of music, radio, all that sort of stuff. And it was a marriage made in heaven. I thought, oh, I'm going to love it here, and that to be able to volunteer. So I started volunteering on Monday and Tuesdays in the afternoon. It was fantastic to get to know the staff, to get to know the DJs. And thereafter, I started doing some radio shows. All my life, I've been an avid record collector and then CD collector and music lover and a musician. So it was something that was really drawn to me. And quite frankly, where I lived before, the whole idea of being on the radio was completely out of the question. There was no way you were going to have an opportunity to do a radio show about music that you love. Wasn't going to happen. I have two shows. In the Groove is a contemporary soul, R&B, funk show. So when I mean contemporary, it's usually from the 90s all the way to today. So I see it as the sort of unfinished business of that style of music. There's a lot of great artists that put out that kind of music that people don't know about. So I see it as a kind of a mission to put out that music. The other show is a jazz show, which I stumbled into because I didn't know there was an opening. Jazz is my first love. I've been a jazz fan for well over 35, 40 years, probably closer to 50 years now. When the opportunity came up to do a jazz show, I looked at all the jazz shows. So the great thing about KMUN and jazz, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, from 6 to 8, is there's so many different DJs covering different periods of jazz. You have different people covering the way, way back with Retta. You have beatboppers like EJ. You have Tom Brownson, who does the random machine that gets you all the way back to the 40s into the 80s. So I wanted to do jazz from the 90s to today. So I cover a lot of upcoming artists. And the really wonderful thing about it that I didn't realize I was going to find is jazz, when it came to women, it was always vocalists, and there's nothing wrong with that. Fantastic women vocalists, but I am finding a ton of female instrumentalists on piano,
on trombone, on saxophone. There's a group called Artemis that's all females, and they're phenomenal. And so to me, it's pretty special to be able to present these new artists on the radio from 6 to 8 on Monday. I love talking to the staff here. As you know, I've probably cornered you many times and had conversations with you or asked you about a particular book or things like that. I love talking to the DJs. I enjoy speaking with people on the phone. You get to know a cross-section of the community that encounter KMUN that you wouldn't otherwise. I was over at Brut, the wine store, and a woman walked in, and I said, "You are with the Assistance League, and you did an interview with Emma about 6 months ago." And she thought I was a stalker. But I remembered her. I remember her coming in and doing this pitch, and I thought, wow, that's great that I kind of got to know and remembered somebody in the communities. If you want to sort of widen the net of friendships or people that you know, this is a really great place to do it, to get to know the community in a wider way. Two, it's fun. It's enjoyable. Everybody that works here seems to enjoy their work, and there's a certain vibe and a chemistry that's just, you can feel it. And three, I love music, so I get to hear music every time I'm sitting here. So whether it's Bernie or whether it's John Goff, whoever it happens to be, I enjoy sitting and listening to the music, and I love going through playlists. So one other thing I love about it is being a DJ here, record companies send us all these new downloads that aren't on the air yet. So now I feel like I'm back in a record store, and I get to access all this great music that hasn't been released, and that's a lot of fun too.
We're going to turn the microphone over to the station's staff now. First up is Jack Harris, our program director, who was, before he took the job, a longtime KMUN volunteer. Take it away, Jack.
Hello, my name is Jack Harris. I am the program director at KMUN, but I started as a volunteer years ago. I took the Radio 101 class with Elizabeth. I am Elizabeth trained in 1998. Just at the beginning of the summer there. And after passing the class, I started off with a blues show, but that just lasted maybe a few weeks. And then I got moved to late night radio on Friday nights, 10 to midnight. And I did that for 12 years. It was really eclectic and super fun and a great way to learn radio and get better at it. And then after I grew up and got too old to stay up until midnight every other Friday night, I got moved over to the Thursday morning folk show, which I really appreciated because I was allowed to stretch the boundaries of folk. Did you know Weird Al did folk? Anyhow, now I do Dead Friday, which is also really fun. I've been to many Dead shows in the past, but I always went for the party and not really paying much attention to the music. Couldn't have named 10 songs. Couldn't have probably named 5 songs. But after 8 years now of programming Dead Friday, I'm pretty deep into the Grateful Dead, and I've really come to appreciate what they do to music and just the longevity of their songs and their musicianship and how they paid attention to tradition while at the same time carving a new path. Much emulated, never equaled, the Grateful Dead. Love that band. From 2013 to 2021, I served on the board of directors, mostly as secretary, the last year as president. And that's a job where you've got like the 30,000-foot view of the station. And got to work really closely with Joanne Rideout and Graham Nystrom. We wrote policies. We audited all the bylaws. Really exciting things like that. Board work is its own beast, but it's super important. Really critical work for an organization like this to have some people paying attention to the big picture. After getting off the board, I took a couple of years off and filled in on shows. I was going to move out of town, but then I heard on my favorite community radio station, KMUN, that they were going to hire a new program director. And I thought I'd throw my hat into the ring and see if I could pull that off. And I was super surprised and honored to get the job. And that is a little over a year ago. and I think I'm doing okay. The honeymoon may have worn off, but it lasted a good long time, longer than you would expect. This is a paid position, which really makes me pay attention because I know how hard KMUN works for every dollar it gets. I think the best part of this job is actually working with the volunteers. There's all sorts of things to think about with all the different programming and things I could get better at as far as coaching people on how to do radio. But I love working with the volunteers. They're so passionate and so enthusiastic about being on the radio and about the music they're bringing to radio. It's just really inspirational. And a couple of people I would point out, there's a new public affairs show called Rogue Cell, and it's Sean and Brad, and they're these two Army vets that have traveled over 3,000 miles just in the state of Oregon, traveling around and helping other vets overcome the impulse to suicide and giving them options and showing them how, and they do that through outdoor activities and volunteer service. And it's a really positive thing, and they bring out a lot of stuff in the people they talk to, and I think that's a really interesting add to our station. Of course, I'm really happy we got someone to play opposite of Bee's House on Thursday nights. We got Harvey on the air, and Harvey is bringing a real eclectic mix of soul, rhythm and soul, Afrobeats. He's just got a great ear for some music that you probably wouldn't hear anywhere else if you weren't tuned in on his show. That's the back pocket every other Thursday night. It is true that the volunteers, much more so than the staff, are kind of the institutional memory here. And if there was one individual I would point to that has an encyclopedic knowledge of almost every show and programmer we've featured here in 42 years, it's Susie McCleary. That lady knows what everybody did, what their show was like, how it was, when it would aired. She is amazing. We really ought to sit down and put a mic in front of her and collect a lot of that audio history, that oral history, because she knows it all. Hopefully that works for you, Katie.
Thanks so much, Jack. And now we're going to turn to station manager Susan Peterson. She's going to give us just a little snapshot of where the station's at today.
You know, it's been a great ride for these 3 years that I've been the station manager, and I have said things like, this is the best time ever to be the station manager. We are stable in staffing, we're stable in finances, and we're stable in our equipment and our broadcasts. I can't imagine being in a better place right now in those three things. As we all know, things are changing from the federal government down, and we have three kind of big concerns right now. One is with the FCC and their investigations into stations. We feel like we have done everything well, but of course, you know, there's always that one thing maybe we're missing, but nothing has happened to KMUN yet in that realm, and we hope it continues that way. The IRS being a federal government and giving us our 501c3, that's been threatened as well. Again, nothing has happened to KMUN. It's just, we're just watching it. The board is very active in watching these things. And then the CPB funding, that's about 25% of our funding. That is a yearly federal grant. And without that, we can't ask our listeners to give us 25% more of our budget. So we'll be making some cuts if that does happen. And, you know, I've heard it both ways, that it's going to happen and it's not, but it seems more inevitable now than it ever has. KMUN's response is, we are going to be guided by our mission. We are going to look at our mission, make sure that we're fulfilling our mission, and whatever adjustments we need to make for that is what we will be doing. The mission means being the voice of the community, giving out great news, informing the region about what they need to know, what is happening in our region. And then, of course, the calm, wonderful entertainment and education in the music, arts, and culture realm. I think that's what KMUN means to me. Well, I hope you've had fun listening to all the things we have highlighted about KMUN this last week. I hope you've heard your voice on the radio, and if you haven't, I would love for you to join us. This is your community radio station, and we need you.
That was station manager Susan Peterson. You also heard from a number of our volunteers today, including Eileen Williams, Lowell Benner, and Brian Dillon. All three of those volunteers help man the front desk, so you might encounter them yourself if you ever stop by. As mentioned several times during this program, we are in the middle of our spring pledge drive. KMUN relies on our community for a number of things. We need you to listen to what we put on the air, but we also rely on your donations. Donations make up a sizable part of our budget, and we could not do this without you. If you're a longtime donor, you know the drill. You can call us at 503-325-0010, or you can go online to kmun.org. If you've been a listener and haven't donated before, maybe you start today. And if donation is just not possible for you this year, I get it. It's really tight out there. But know that regardless, we are here for you. We are your community radio station, and our programming is always available to you free of charge. We appreciate you tuning in and giving us your attention. But again, if you are ready to donate, give us a call, 503-325-0010. We have volunteers standing by, ready to take your call, answer any questions you might have, and just help you on your way. You can also go online to kmun.org. There's a red donate button. You click it, you fill out the information, and you're well on your way. Our website is also a great place to access some of KMUN's programming. We have a 2-week archive of everything that airs, so you can listen to a show that you've missed. We also have a page full of podcasts, where you can check out, say, Brian's Poems for Company show if you've missed an episode. You can also check out all the other wonderful programming that we have saved there for you. You can also see local news, which is what I do. We post stories that KMUN reports, that I report, to that local news page. And again, this is a community resource. These stories are available to you with no charge. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for considering donating. I'm just going to throw this information at you one last time. Give us a call, 503-325-0010, or go online to kmun.org. You're listening to KMUN.